Hey, what's going on, everybody? Chris Meany here of Mean Streets. I have 7 Super Bowl props for you guys that I want to share. Also, some touchdown props, as well as a couple little fun same-game parlays towards the end of this video. We're going to get after it here in just a second. We are running a promo over at FTN Bets and FTNDaily.com using promo code FTNSB. You're going to save yourself 25% off your first year over at FTN Daily, FTNBets.com, or monthly as well. Again, FTNSB, your promo code here with some rushing props. We are using the prop shop and the parlay calculator to get the best possible number, save you a lot of time and save you a lot of cash. And I'm starting with some props that are my favorite, and it's rushing props on both sides here. See Christian McCaffrey, the number has moved a little bit here to 90.5. You see Isaiah Pacheco, you actually can get a 65.5. I'm going to start with CMC. 89.5 is the best number I'm seeing using our prop shop over at FTMBets.com. The KC pass defense, absolutely legit. Number 2 in yards allowed, 4th in passing yards allowed, 3rd in yards allowed per attempt, 4th fewest passing touchdowns coughed up this season, and a 61% completion percentage against opposing quarterbacks was a top 10 mark. However, their rush defense, not great. 25th in yards allowed per carry, 18th in rushing yards allowed during the regular season, 118 per game, 27th in rush DVOA, 5th against the pass. Christian McCaffrey, 98 and 90 yards in his 2 playoff games, and he racked up 37 carries over that span. They're going to give him the rock. This isn't going to be a Baltimore thing where the running backs get 5-6 carries. This is not going to happen. CMC has 90-plus rushing yards in 7 of his last 8 games. Purdy struggled against Green Bay. CMC got them going. Purdy struggled against Detroit. CMC got them going. Again, this isn't going to be a let's hand it off a couple times here to Christian McCaffrey. Kyle Shanahan's going to lean on CMC. They acquired him for a reason a couple years ago and gave up a couple picks along the way. They're going to take advantage of this KC weak rush defense. So like Christian McCaffrey at over 89.5 receiving yards. And I also like Isaiah Pacheco in this same spot, over 65.5 rushing yards and 15.5 rushing attempts. Patrick Mahomes may dink and dunk in the middle of the field against San Fran. I'm not saying that he's that type of quarterback, but he may just take what the defense gives him. But they also may just continue to lean on Pacheco like they have here throughout the regular season and into the playoffs against the San Fran run defense. It has a couple holes at the moment. In the regular season, they were great. They never allowed a running back to top 86 rushing yards against them, not once. But in the playoffs, not so much. Aaron Jones, 108 rushing yards on 18 carries. Dave Montgomery, 93 rushing yards on 15 carries. Detroit racked up 182 rushing yards in the NFC Conference Championship game. Pacheco, 63 attempts for 250 rushing yards in the 3 playoff games, a touchdown in each game as well, averaging 21 attempts per game. And he's had 68 plus rushing yards in all 3 games. He's had at least 15 carries in 12 of his last 15 games. You can get an alternate line if you want a little bit more juice in the 15 plus over at Bet365. But I also like the over on his total yardage prop at 85.5. I think that's in play. He only had 13 grabs on 14 targets in his rookie season, but 40 plus catches as a sophomore, including 25 catches on 26 targets over his last 7 games. He's topped 88 total yards in 4 straight and 5 of 6. The Niners among the leaders in yards and catches allowed to running backs. 36.8 is what they coughed up per game to the position, the 8th most, and 5.3 catches tied for the 5th most. His total is at 85.5. I like the rush. I like the attempt, but I also do believe that he's going to top 85 total yards in this game. I think he's going to be a big time player in this game. I also think Travis Kelce is as well. And I know I'm not breaking any news here with Travis Kelce. As you look at some of the receiving numbers, this from DraftKings, again, I'll reference the prop shop, which is free over at FTMBets.com, a link inside the description of this video. Travis Kelce at 6.5 catches and 70.5 receiving yards in 17 playoff games with Mahomes. This is quite an epic run that he's on. 133 grabs and over 1,500 yards and 18 touchdowns. It's like a full season, 17 games. These are 17 playoff games with Patty Mahomes. He's averaging 7.8 catches, 89.1 receiving yards, and over a touchdown per game. In his last 12 playoff games, 8.6 catches, 91 receiving yards, and again, over a touchdown per game. he's had at least 70 receiving yards in 12 straight playoff games. And don't tell me, oh, it's the Niners, they're going to take him away. He's played good teams over this run. Teams that have tried to take Travis Kelce away. Last week against the Ravens, 11 targets, 11 grabs, 116 yards. Kyle Hamilton's one of the best young players in the game. He couldn't do it. In the playoffs here, this year's playoff version of Travis Kelce, 23 grabs on 27 targets for 262 yards, 11.4 yards per catch in the playoffs. Just 10.6 in the regular season, one of his lowest marks in terms of his whole career. So it's playoff Kelce. He's stepped up. I expect Mahomes to live in the 30 to 35 range in terms of pass attempts, and that's kind of a low number. He could get up to 40. I do believe this will be a little bit of a slower pace game. I like the under, but I think he'll still have 30 plus attempts. And if he does, you can bank on Kelce and Rashee Rice to get about 20 targets combined. I think Rice 6.5 grabs also in play. Sticking with the receptions, not so much the receiving yards here, but I like the reception number for Deebo Samuel at 4.5. It was juice when this number came out. Now it's around even money against the Lions. 9 targets, 8 grabs, 89 yards, 2 catches on 2 targets in the first two possessions against Green Bay in the divisional round before leaving with an injury. Ayuk and Kittle are interesting guys in terms of yards. You know, these guys, especially Ayuk, second in the NFL in yards per catch. And we know that Kittle, very explosive too on minimal work. I mean, these guys are yak monsters. Deebo is as well. But I like Deebo to rack up the grabs. I just feel like the game plan outside of CMC has to be to get the ball in Debo's hands. It's all we heard all year long. Purdy can't operate without Deebo. Debo's the guy, and the offense doesn't look great when there's no Deebo. Trent McDuffie's going to be on him. He's a great tackler. Debo's great in open space. It's going to be a really nice matchup to follow in the Super Bowl, but we have him leading the way in terms of catches in our projections on the San Fran side of things at 4.7. So it is close to the five using some of the DVOA numbers. KC number 5 against wide receiver ones. Of course, Legarius Sneed is an absolute baller. He's going to be on Ayuk. They're number 25 against wide receiver twos. Again, no disrespect to McDuffie, but Deebo Samuel, a couple bubble screens, some quick little slants, some passes to him out of the backfield, which we've seen multiple times for Deebo to rack up over 4.5 catches. Now, this one may be the craziest one of all, so bear with me here. It is Marquez Valdez-Scantling at over 18.5 receiving yards. That's right. He dropped basically everything that was thrown his way in the regular season and in big moments, too. We all saw it. He has the high ADOT, average depth of targets, which, you know, we can make some excuses for some of those drops. But Mahomes has leaned on him in some big moments here in the two playoff games, the last two in particular. I know this is playoff game number 4. 4 grabs on 6 targets in the last two games for 100 total yards. Again, big spots, game on the line. Last week against the Ravens, he had 38 receiving yards, and then he had 62 against the Buffalo Bills in the divisional round. Among wide receivers with 41 targets, MVS is a league-high 16.67 average depth of target. That's ADOT. This number's at 18.5. He could do this on one grab. We've seen it multiple times this season. The long catch of 32 yards against the Ravens with the game on the line to ice it. A 32-yard catch against the Bills as well. Longs this regular season of 21, 46, 37, and 34. The attention will be on Kelce. I expect him to still rack up a ton of work, you know, targets and catches in this game. Rashee Rice as well. But the attention is going to be on those guys. Going to leave a lot of one-on-one for MVS. He doesn't come off the field. Mahomes been trusting him lately. So I am going with Marquez Valdez-Scantling. It's actually one of my favorite props. All 7 of these props I like pretty equally. They are ranked in order of how I like them if you're just going to bet one or two of them. But certainly I would start with CMC over 89.5 rushing yards. Isaiah Pacheco at over 65.5 rushing yards to have at least 16 rushing attempts. Travis Kelce, 7 grabs, 70 plus receiving yards. Deebo Samuel, 5 grabs. And then MVS, I guess it would be my least favorite of the bunch, but I'm betting them all the same. MVS at over 18.5 receiving yards. On the way out, I do have a couple fun little same game parlays, and we'll have a live show for those that hang out with me live. We're going to have a live show tomorrow, Wednesday, with Jennifer Piacenti. And we're going to have another one before the weekend in the Super Bowl game. But this is where I'm at. A fun little same game parlay here. I have this in the tracker at plus 550 over at Bet365. It is Christian McCaffrey, 15 plus rush attempts, 75 plus rushing yards, 25 plus receiving yards. Rice and Kelce, 5+ grabs and 50+ receiving yards. Pacheco, 50+ rushing yards at +550. If you put in Pacheco at 15+ rushing attempts, that works out to +750. I left him off, have the rushing yards, and I left off the attempts. But as you know, I do like him to rack up 16+ rushing attempts. Touchdowns, CMC, Kelce, it's like the chalkiest duo of all time. But +155 for those two to find the end zone. Pacheco has a touchdown in each one of his three playoff games. You include him, it's 4-1. Then I have a long shot one here. I like Mahomes to run. It's another prop that I would include is rushing yards, his attempts. He does these things in big games. He did it last year in the Super Bowl on one leg. Mahomes, rushing touchdown. Rashee Rice, among the leaders in red zone targets and touchdowns this season as well. Debo and Kittle in there at 71. Good luck. If you're looking for more action, check out ftnbets.com. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Again, we'll be back later on in the week to break it all down, including some one-and-done lineups and some perspectives from some other people across the sports industry. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you guys soon. Cheers.